Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. McDonald's told to help hedgehogs. Green campaigners in Britain urged McDonald's yesterday to redesign its McFlurry ice cream carton after a spate of reports of hedgehogs being found dead or dying with their heads stuck in the containers. Hedgehogs are attracted to the cartons by the smell of the remaining ice cream. However, once they have stuck their heads through the hole in the dome-shaped lids, the prickles prevent them from getting out again, say conservationists. The British Hedgehog Preservation Society, which has 11,000 members and is based in Ludlow, Shropshire, said it had up to 50 calls from members reporting dead or dying hedgehogs being found in the past 18 months. Faye Vass, chief administrative officer of the society, said, "These are just the ones that have been reported to us. There are likely to be more. It's quite a nasty, gruesome death, really. Ideally, we want McDonald's to change the packaging so it poses little harm to wildlife, but though they said they would think about it a lot, they have said they have no plans to change the lid in question. We would like to appeal to people to take their litter home and dispose of it properly. It only takes a couple of minutes to pop rubbish in a bag or find the nearest dustbin, and it prevents a lot of unnecessary suffering." The society also asked members move to write to McDonald's asking for the carton to be changed to first send the letters to its headquarters so that they can be counted and then forwarded to the fast food firm. A spokesman for McDonald's said, "We have taken this issue seriously and ask our suppliers to investigate the matter. A suitable alternative solution has not yet been found. However, we are currently reviewing this. We would like to take this opportunity to remind customers to dispose of all packaging thoughtfully and in an appropriate manner." The number of live hedgehogs in Britain is unclear, though the population was estimated at a healthy 1.5 million in 1995, despite the species being notoriously accident-prone. A survey in progress by the Mammals Trust intends to estimate the number of live hedgehogs in an area by the number of dead ones found alongside a road. If you'd like more information, contact the British Hedgehog Preservation Society, Knowbury House, Knowbury, that's K-N-O-W-B-U-R-Y, Ludlow, Shropshire, United Kingdom, SY83LQ. That address again, the British Hedgehog Preservation Society, Knowbury House, Knowbury, Ludlow, Shropshire, United Kingdom, SY83LQ. Watchdog says North American biodiversity is shrinking. Some 235 North American animal species, such as the monarch butterfly and the northern codfish, are threatened by pollution, human encroachment on their natural habitats, and aggressive harvesting practices, says an environmental agency set up under the Continental Free Trade Pact. A broad study by the North American Commission for the Environmental Cooperation, a Montreal-based agency created under the North American Free Trade Agreement comprising the United States, Canada, and Mexico, says the continent faces a biodiversity crisis which threatens species could disappear. That harms evolution and depletes the natural environment humans depend on to survive. Half of North America's most diverse ecoregions are severely degraded. Our report shows that over the past few decades, the loss and alteration of habitat has become the main threat to biodiversity, said Janine Ferretti, executive director of the commission. A significant proportion of the plant and animal species of North America is threatened. The striking monarch butterfly, which migrates from Canada to Mexico, faces a number of threats, including coastal development in California, deforestation of oleomel fir forests in Mexico, and the use of pesticides on milkweed plants, its main food. In an interview with Reuters, Ferretti said the United States, Canada, and Mexico had made progress in creating refuges for wildlife, protecting species, and gathering data on biodiversity. Much more was needed to reverse the degradation of biodiversity, saying she hoped the commission's report, the North American Mosaic, would become a key resource for planning and policymaking. It's a panoramic view of the state of the environment in North America, and it's the first time that information from all three countries has been collected on such a broad sweep of issues. In this story by Robert Melbardis of Reuters. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Oh, come on, boys, it's a friend.